Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning butterfat and protein tests we've been observing as we look at samples across the last several years. As we look back through and look at butterfat tests in our dairy herds, the 18-year average is about 3.7%. Interesting is that starting in 2013, we started to see a steady rise in butterfat tests amongst herds shipping in the central order. I know this is partially associated to the fact that butterfat commands a higher price in our markets today, and that many of our farms have been emphasizing that as they've tried to increase the amount of solids they ship in their milk. So one of the things you might want to think about as you go forward into the summer is, yes, we will see a reduction in butterfat percent, and this will impact your milk checks, as well as the amount of milk that your cows give. Looking at protein, we've seen sort of the same sort of trend there. Over the 18-year average, protein percent has averaged about 3.1%, and in 2017, we saw a nice jump in protein percent as well, up to almost 3.17%. One of the other things I think is interesting is the progress that we've made in somatic cell counts. If you look at the 18-year average, we averaged about 267,000 cells per mil. However, in 17, that average had actually fallen to 211,000. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to think about the components that they're producing and how they can improve component production on their dairies.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.